Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Feeling good, frankly. We started off our pledge drive. We get 6 hours every quarter allotted to come and ask you for your financial support. We've got one of those hours out of the way, five more to go this quarter, in which we can come to you and ask you for your financial support. We do so while we're still doing the show. So in a minute, we'll go back to the phones. Tim Staples here is our guest, and we're going to do open forum. And I'll even give out the open forum number in a moment, even though the lines have stayed quite full. Without me giving out that number most of last hour. And the reason I'm not giving out the number is because I'm giving out the pledge number. And folks have been responding in a way that is inspiring and super helpful. And there's so much that we want to get done in order to share the good news of Jesus Christ, his church, his sacraments, his word given to us in Scripture, his word given to us in the person of Jesus, who just never stops being good and loving and helpful to us in a world that is, look, I don't know if I'm allowed to use this kind of language on the radio. It's a mess. All right. I don't know if I'm allowed to use that kind of strong language, but the world is a mess right now. And you know it, and I know it, and people are suffering, and people are confused, and some of the best people are doing terrible things because no one ever told them about what they're supposed to do with their energies. And some of the worst are in charge. And we just need more people to hear the simple message, but transformative message that God has come among his people.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ, and that he has a church, and that you can be healed and helped. And that's what we try to do here each day, is remove obstacles to people accepting Jesus and his church.
Amen.
And now is the time when we come to ask you for your support. 888-291-8000 is the number to give that support. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to let Tim ask you for money and tell you about the pledge amount that we have, the matching amount that we have this hour. And then I'll give you a report on the last hour real quick and how things went. Yes. And then we'll go to the phones. All right. So we
You know what, Cy, I just thought of a wonderful book by Cardinal Ratzinger called In the Beginning. It's one of the shortest books I think he's ever written. He's written 70 or so. And it's about the early chapters of Genesis. And he points out in that book in such a profound way how that we are living in a neo-pagan culture.
Right.
It's astonishing. We don't have time to go into the details right now, but when I read that years ago, many years ago, I remember reading that and it just hit me. It was so profoundly true. We're in a neo-pagan culture. You know, the pagans who believe there's no purpose, everything's cyclical, everything's the result of chaos and accident, and
right.
The wars of the gods created us.
What does that sound like?
Whereas Genesis answers that with purpose, a good God that creates a good creation and has nothing but love for his creation, concern, and wills to save his creation from ultimate destruction. And that's what Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. He is the image of that which we see in Genesis, a God who is good and perfect and loving, who loves us and wills our good and our salvation. And my friends, that's what we are about at Catholic Answers, is bringing that good God, his love for you, to the world, so that we today, who are living in such, I mentioned this in the last hour, Cy, in the midst of such confusion in this neo-pagan culture where there's no purpose, we're told that life just began with an explosion or an expansion, the original expansion. No, we call it the creation. Amen. However God did it. We call it the creation, and God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. No, we are not the result of chaos. Yes, there is purpose, and we are here to present that to you. And that purpose is revealed in Jesus Christ. God's purpose for us is that we might join him for all eternity as partakers of the divine nature. As 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 says, partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, we participate in Christ through the sacraments. And folks, that's what we're about at Catholic Answers. And we need you, as Cy said, we need your help right now. We got a clean slate now. Pretty much all the phones are ready for you to call.
That's a lot of green over there.
At 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you right off the bat. Folks, we've got another $15,000 match right now. So we need, you know what? In the last hour, I called for a $10,000 donor, and we got it. I believe there's a couple of $5,000 donors out there. You could give $5,000 right now and launch us toward our goal that goes a long way toward funding everything we want to do here at Catholic Cancers in this great radio department. Can we get two $5,000 callers, you think, Cy?
I'm sure we can.
In this hour? Folks, maybe you're one of them. Give us a call, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and you can text Catholic, that is Catholic, that's a real easy word, Catholic to 24365, folks, and you'll get a link to how you can donate. Folks, we need to hear from you right off the start. But Cy, can you give us the news about the last hour?
Yeah, Nick, you can help me with this, right? Can you talk in that microphone or no, Nick? The number is 888-291-8000, by the way. We're trying to get to 300 calls today. We've never done this before where we said, let's see if we can get to 300 calls because we know that if we do, that puts us in good. Where are we as far as the 300 calls, Nick?
We've received 92 calls so far.
92. So
out of 300.
Means, and so do math, Nick. While I'm talking, you do the math. How many?
208.
Okay. Wow, oh, Tim, show so off. Wow. He's the kid that always raised his hand in math class. So we need 208 calls this hour. 888-291-8000. But the good news is every pledge, whether it's that $5,000 pledge Tim talked about or the $5 pledge, is matched dollar for dollar. It's doubled for us, 888-291-8000. Now, Nick, we had a $15,000 goal for the first hour. Did we reach our $15,000 goal?
We did.
Am I disturbing your lunch right now?
No,
are you
no,
trying
no,
to
no,
eat
no,
your
lunch?
You look like, I feel like you, sorry, I didn't mean to disturb your lunch. But so we made the match.
Yes.
The last hour, praise God. And you know what? I think if it's fair to say, if I'm looking at the numbers correctly, that $10,000 match was really a bonus for us because we made the $15,000 match anyways, right? So that was a great bonus for us. That
can I say?
That was a great blessing.
Yeah, great blessing.
It would have been barely, though.
Yeah, but, well, okay, all right. I'm just saying that the callers came through for us. All right, a whole bunch of lines open right now. I am going to go back to the phones because we got to answer questions here. 888-291-8000 is the number. Whether that pledge is $5 or $5,000, as Tim said, 888-291-8000. Tim answers a call or two here, I'll come back and give you the different gifts that we're able to give you for recurring pledges of $18, $45, or $84 a month. But if you call, they'll tell you what the gifts are as well. 888-291-8000. All right, back to the phones. Let's see. I'll push the buttons, Nick, since you're eating lunch. Poor Nick. He comes back one day and I'm already picking on him. Let's go to Michael in Pennsylvania, listening to EWTN Channel 130 on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Michael, we are delighted to have you. Thank you so much for your call. Your question, please, for Tim Staples.
Well, good evening, gentlemen, and thank you for taking my call.
We're happy
I'm
to.
I'm pretty sure I already know the answer, but I'm
well,
sorry.
Come up with a harder question then. Like, if you are, like, you've had time. Like,
yeah. You fire away.
All right, look, we're going back to other callers. You come up with something harder.
No. All right. I'm just in a quandary.
Oh, go ahead.
I got divorced after 27 year marriage.
I'm sorry.
It was married in a church, though not the Catholic Church. Been divorced for about 10 years. And I, after listening to EWTN, figured I had it made. I went back to confession, went back to church.
Oh, praise God.
I never stopped saying the rosary. And I felt like I made a good confession, come out of there feeling good.
Great.
And I went back and took the Eucharist and felt good. And now I find out I'm still sinning. So,
are you married? Are you remarried?
No, I have not remarried, but I have a fiance and we are planning on getting remarried next September. So I guess though.
Gotcha.
The only thing to do, though I'm not sure it's even possible, is to get the old marriage annulled, if that's even possible. But
yeah, well, Michael, let me jump in real quick because I got some good news for you. You are not sinning because you did not remarry outside of the church. Unless, did you remarry after you had been married? And number two, I need some clarification. When you were first married, you said you were married not in the Catholic Church, correct?
That is correct.
Now, were you raised Catholic?
Yes, sir. Mom, parish secretary. I was an altar boy.
Gotcha.
Went to Catholic schools, yes.
Well, I got some more good news for you, my friend. What you need to do, Michael, is go to your local parish and talk to your pastor. Because you are Catholic, you are bound by canonical form, meaning that if you get married outside of the church, that marriage would be invalid. So your first marriage, when you were married outside of the church, as a Catholic, that would be invalid. So what you need to do is just proceed, as I said, to your pastor, let him know your situation. And my guess is you're going to get some good news, my friend, and you'll be able to move forward if I'm getting all the information here. But again, you know, we can't make any definitive decisions here because I'm not a bishop. But you go to your local parish, and I think you're going to get some good news, my friend. You can most likely get that marriage annulled, and you will be free to marry. Again, I can't say that definitively because there's lots of other facts that the church will look into in that situation. But Michael, get on over to the church, my friend, and talk to your pastor. And thanks so much for calling, folks. And I say thanks so much for calling. And folks, you know, these are the kinds of situations we find often at Catholic Answers, don't we, Si?
Yes.
I mean, we get calls like this all the time where people think, oh my goodness, I'm in a terrible situation. I'm living in sin, and only to discover, no, actually, you're not. Now, of course, for that caller, I don't want to get into details about, you know, how he's preparing for marriage and all of that stuff. That can be taken care of at the local level. I'm not going to get into all of that over the air. But you know what, folks? There is, you know, we're not Gnostics, are we, Si? Knowledge isn't—
Not that I know of.
That's right. Knowledge isn't everything, because there's this other thing by the, you know, the will and love. But knowledge is so important, folks. You know, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32 says, they that do know their God shall be strong and do mighty exploits. There are so many Catholics, my friend, and all of you listening. It's like having $1 billion in the bank, and the guys are coming calling because you haven't made your mortgage payment, and they say, we're going to take your house. And you say, I ain't got any money, man. And they take your house when you actually have $1 billion in the bank.
Right.
That is our Catholic faith. There are so many Catholics who have this spiritual $1 billion in the bank, and they don't know what they have. And this is one of the many reasons why y'all need to get on the phone right now. This is one of the most important things we do, Si, is we teach Catholics what it means to be a Catholic. We make Catholics better Catholics, as well as bringing folks that are not Catholic into the Catholic Church. We bring atheists to faith in Jesus Christ, but we also make Catholics better Catholics. And I think, in a sense, that's probably the most important thing we do, because that has the most lasting and powerful impact, in that it impacts the family of that Catholic, the community of that Catholic who gets fired up for the faith. And there we go. Folks, that's why. Look at this. We've got nothing but green here. That means all the lines are opening. Folks, we need you to call now at 888-291-8000. Again, that's 888-291-8000. You talk about being behind. Yeah, we're way behind this hour because we're so excited about the faith and we keep talking about it. We need you guys on the phones right now, 888-291-8000. Remember this. You know, our president, Chris Cech, just made a point that those of you that are already giving, say, $25 or $50 a month, think about upping your gift to that $84 mark.
Right, and then you're in the President's Club.
Then you're in the President's Club. You get everything that Catholic Answers publishes over the next year. Am I right?
That's right. Yeah, you can request the ones you want.
Yes.
So, but, I mean, you can have everything, but yeah. you just
phenomenal.
Yeah,
folks, get on the phone 888-291-8000, and we need that $5,000 gift, folks, because we are starting really slow this hour. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I believe there are two people out there that can give $5,000 each. We got to make this match, folks, because we are way behind right now.
Phones are completely dead.
They're completely dead.
888-291-8000 is the number.
That's right. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text Catholic to 24365 and they'll send you a link.
888-291-8000 is the number, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We are up to 101 calls today when we're looking to get to 300. So we're a little short. We just need 199 calls in the next 45 minutes. But that's very doable. That's
yes, very doable. Yes, it is.
888-291-8000 is the number. $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. I said that I would come back and tell you about the various gifts at the various giving levels. But I want to, before I do that, just stress once again, the $5 donation means so much to us, especially if you have not given before. Just think about that.
Amen.
It gets doubled to $10 because we have the matching opportunity this hour. Every gift is doubled dollar for dollar. So your $5 becomes $10. But also we begin to have a relationship with you. And that means a lot to us. It means a great deal to us to start having those relationships over time. You become our friend. We become your friend. Maybe we see you at a conference. Maybe we run into you when we're out on the road giving a talk. Maybe you need us to talk to one of your kids sometimes. Tim does that all the time. those relationships mean everything to us here at Catholic Answers. We're a small apostolate, and we need those relationships. So if you've got that $5, and you can make that pledge, 888-291-8000. We're trying to get, we're up to 105. Thank you, Nick. Four more calls in the last few minutes, 105 total.
Come on, folks.
Now give you the various giving levels, the gifts that we're able to give. Publishers and movie makers and whatnot make these gifts available to us to encourage you to give. If you can give at $18 a month, and I got to tell you, over the years, that $18 a month giver, that's like the backbone of this whole apostolate.
Yes,
that $18,
is.
I mean, if you can give $1,000 a month, I'd rather $1,000 a month, but I'm just saying that $18 a month pledge. Yeah. Is everything to us. That's what sets the groundwork where we build on that.
There's no doubt.
And it's $36 a month right now. If you give 18, we get 36 because it's all doubled right now. At that level, we can give you the movie, Fatima. It came out this year, the beautiful movie on the 1917 miracle that made history, Fatima. The movie is yours, and 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World by Patrick Novikovsky. We send you those both if you can make a pledge at $18 a month. Maybe you are an especially gifted person. Maybe it's been a good year for you, and you could do a $45 per month gift. $45 per month is doubled. That's $90 a month to us. $90 a month. I wish I could tell you what we can do for $90 a month here at Catholic Answers. That pays an electric bill. You know, it's extraordinary what we can do for that amount. And we're able to send you both the movie, Fatima, the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. And we'll send you the beginning apologetics course, the course that started it all, the first course in our School of Apologetics. Jimmy Akin gives you a whole bunch of classes, and you get them all on DVD, and you get the workbook at $45 a month. And then if you can give at the $84 a month level, if you're a person who can do that, that's $1,000 over the course of the year. You get all those gifts, but you're also in the President's Club, which comes with a whole bunch of, if you just search Catholic Answers President's Club, it'll come up on your Google machine, and you can see all the benefits that come with being in the President's Club. Again, the number is 888-291-8000. The match is $15,000, dollar for dollar. We want to use it all up this hour. 888-291-8000. We're heading, we're a long way to go, but I think we can get 300 callers this hour. About half the phone lines open. Everyone you speak to is an employee here at Catholic Answers. Say hello, ask them their name, visit with them if you want. They love to visit. Or tell them, I got to get this done in a minute. They'll get you out of there in 60 seconds. 888-291-8000. Or you can do it yourself, safe and secure online. All the things, all the match and everything applies online as well as on the phone. Catholic Answers. answersradio.com. Let's fill up those lines. Still some lines to fill up. 888-291-8000. And I said we're going back to the phones. Didn't I say that?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to David in Minnesota, who I think has been waiting a long time. David, God bless you. Thanks for waiting. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
No, no worries at all. Thanks so much, Cy and Tim, for all the work you do. God bless you both and everyone at Catholic Answers.
Thank you.
What's on your mind, brother?
I think it's actually Providence that I called today because I listen only on the podcast, so I listen after the fact, and I always use that as my excuse not to donate. Oh, the pledge drive's over.
We got you now.
888-291-8000. Calling after I get off the phone.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so Tim, my question is, I was talking with my brother who has fallen away from the faith. Honestly, I was pretty certain he was full-on pro-choice. This probably would have been more appropriate for Trent yesterday. But my question is, I was talking to him. It turns out he's more pro-life than I thought, but the one he challenged me with was, and I'll just say up front, it's a little harsh, and I don't agree with it, but
sure.
He said, generally pro-life, but for people with babies with genetic disorders, say Down syndrome,
yes,
I don't believe that baby is a human. So I think abortion is fine, right?
Right.
Wow.
Honestly, I didn't know what to say, right?
Sure. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, David, let me jump in here. You know, you immediately bring to mind the symposium that Pope St. John Paul the Great had back in 2004, in fact, within a year of his death. On the vegetal state, right? Here was Pope St. John Paul the Great, who was dying of Parkinson's. He could hardly talk. He was no longer mobile. He could barely, if you ever saw any photos of those final months of his life, he would literally cling to the crucifix, hang on to it. He was in pain. He was suffering. But he was a sign to this world, as he said in the document that came out of that great symposium on the vegetal state. They were discussing these very issues. And Pope St. John Paul said, there is no such thing as a human being ever. It is impossible for a human being to be reduced to the vegetal state. That is a lie. Why? Because as long as a human being is alive, a human being has an immeasurable dignity greater than this entire universe. Think about that.
Wow.
We have each one of us as human beings. This universe was made for us. We talk about the Blessed Virgin Mary as the pinnacle of the creation, right? Why is that? Because of the human nature she possessed and, of course, the superabundance of grace she was given. So my brother, first and foremost, we need to understand that we are human beings, not human doings, right? A human being is not great and worthy of life because of anything they do, but it's because of who they are. This is a prophetic message John Paul had for the world a year before he died that is still prophetic for our age today, because we come up with every excuse in the book. Ultimately, it usually comes down to inconvenience. We don't want the baby. He's messing up our lives, so we're going to get rid of him. Now, in this case, of course, you have, well, it's Down syndrome. It's some other sort of, genetic problem with the child. You know, David, I have a dear friend. In fact, I have multiple friends who have Down syndrome kids. And, you know, everything that I just said, of course, answers the question, because it doesn't matter whether a child can contribute something to the family or not. He is worthy of life and love because he simply is a human being. But Down syndrome kids, are you kidding me? In fact, my wife had a cousin who just died not too long ago that was Down's. She was the center of the family.
Yes, right.
Down's children are such gifts to family. And I'm thinking of another dear friend of mine who has a whole boatloads of kids, and right in the middle is a Down's kid, and that Down's kid is the center of the family. It is a lie of the devil. The devil hates everything God loves, and God loves the weakest among us. He loves them in a special way, and so should we. So, brother, we need to proclaim the truth of the matter that Downs kids, every human being is created in the image and likeness of God and is worthy, not only worthy of, but we owe them love and to support them in life. We owe it to them. We're not doing favors here by letting somebody live. We owe it. Thanks so much for your call, brother. God bless you. We will keep you in our prayers. And I have to say, folks, this is another of the many reasons why we need to hear from you right now at 888-291-8000. One of the most important things we do here is we proclaim not only the glory of God, but the dignity of the human person.
Amen.
Protected by Holy Mother Church. And this generation needs to hear that message.
888-291-8000 is the number. About half the lines available right now. We're going to be back in 2 minutes, so it's a perfect time. But you can get this done in 2 minutes. Whether the pledge is $5 or $5,000, we need your help right now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. You know, one of the encouraging things about Pledge Drive, the Lord has so many good friends, and they're so often willing to help us out. All we try to do here at Catholic Answers really is very, very basic. Tell the truth about Jesus and his church. That's it. Yep. And there's no magic formula. There's no gimmicks. If I could come up with a gimmick, I'm that kind of person. I would try it, but there ain't no gimmick. You just open the phone lines up and let people call and ask questions about Jesus and his church. And then you answer those questions. And it turns out that that transforms lives. It turns out that it's more than 20 years now. It's incredibly powerful. The amazing things where, you know, a caller last hour, he came back to the church because of what he heard on Catholic radio. Yeah. And then he got anxious because he had been married and divorced and you know, you're just stuck. And often, you know, Jesus unsticks things. The truth yes. unsticks things. People are just stuck and they need to, Amen. You know, we've had people call, haven't gone to the sacraments for 25 years to get a question answered. And they're like, I can go back now. I didn't, I couldn't straighten it out in my mind. I couldn't get my heart to go back until that got answered. And that's what you do when you support us so that Amen. We can do this. We're very humbly grateful to all those who have called. We've got a long way to go and just 4.5 hours left to do it. But in those 4.5 hours, we just see miracles all the time. And we're very, very grateful. 888-291-8000.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Because, folks, one thing we need are callers.
Yeah.
Right? We're way behind. We wanted to get to 300 callers, and I think we still can. Folks, I think the devil's lying to some folks right now and telling you your $20 gift doesn't matter, right. And that's a lie. You need to get on the phone. We need those one-time $20 gifts as well as the $20 a month, the $25 a month. That's our bread and butter, folks. Stop letting the devil lie to you. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or again, you can text Catholic to 24365, right? 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text Catholic to 24365. Get on those phones, folks.
Lots and lots of lines open. $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. And we've got a goal of trying to get 300 calls this hour. Nick just typed in. It's 124. That's current. 124 people
right,
have called.
Come on.
So, hey, if you want to make that $5 pledge, that $50 pledge, that $500 pledge.
Amen.
Tim can say it. It's hard for me to say it. $5,000 pledge.
We need another one. We need another $5,000 pledge.
888-291-8000 is the number. I want to give a shout out to Cheryl, to whom we are very, very grateful. Called, donated $25. But that $25 is in honor of her husband, Thomas, who she lost in June.
God bless Cheryl.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Our prayers for you and for your husband, Thomas, and for that glorious reunion that we will all have one day. God bless you, sister. And that means everything to us.
Yes.
That we live by that person who would just... pick up the phone and call, not being concerned about, it's not a $10,000 gift. I heard somebody gave a $10,000 gift. Well, you know what? That $15 gift, that $5 gift, that $25 gift, these are the things that add up and make it possible
Amen.
For us to do the things that we do. Listen, we're on the internet everywhere in the world now and on almost every outlet that you can be on. It takes staff to do that.
Yes.
It takes people who know how to access those various things. You hear the calls that come in from Australia or from all over Asia, whether it's someone calling from Shanghai, China, or someone calling from the Philippines. You hear the calls coming in from Europe. What do you think when you get a call earlier today from United Arab Emirates? Well, let me tell you something else. For every call that we get from a Muslim country, I'm just going to be frank with you, we probably get 10 emails that you never hear about and because the person is not at liberty ask us about Jesus and about the gospel other than to do so quietly and privately, and you make that possible. We want to be everywhere in the world. Pretty soon people are going to the moon. They're going to Mars. Wherever we're going to be there with Catholic Answers, and I'm not joking about that.
We need you
to make it possible. 888-291-8000. Go ahead, Tim.
Again, 888-291-8000, folks. We got a lot of open lines here. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, you can text Catholic to 24365. I just got an email, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, from a wonderful priest in India who asked me a very good and profound apologetics question, which I quickly responded to, and he thanked me.
Yeah.
Right? Once again, what kind of price tag can you put on that? Because now you have a priest in India who's now stepping up into the pulpit and he's proclaiming a truth that he wasn't sure about before. And now he knows it. What price tag do you put on that? Folks, right. We've had bishops ask us questions that we respond to, weren't sure about this or that. Of course, we would never name them out loud.
I'll name them. You want me to? I'll name some of them.
That's right. Although I could. No.
It's Cordleone from San Francisco. He calls all the time.
Of course.
He's like, can you help me out with it? No, I can say that because he's a friend of ours, but that's not true.
But you know what, folks? The bottom line is we're giving people Catholic answers. That's what we do. God bless our founder and president, Carl Keating. The vision he had, which is now,
you know, Carl has got to be happy seeing the school of apologetics that he always wanted to start, see it up and running, to see what we're doing. You know what? Can I invite everybody listening right now? Come visit us in San Diego. All right. I know it's coronavirus and
right
all
now.
Of that.
No,
you can't.
The county
visit,
won't let you come in the building.
That's right.
Soon.
That's right. That was my next line.
Oh, sorry. Yes. I apologize.
You can't come in now, but as soon as this COVID stuff lifts, come see us, because this place is like a beehive of activity. And all we do is proclaim the gospel. And you can get in on supporting this right now. We've got open lines at 888-291-8000. Don't let this hour go without joining with us, folks. 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
126 callers. We're looking for 300 callers. 888-291-8000 is the number. There are our lines open. Everyone you talk to is someone who works here with us. Go ahead and say hello to them. If the person happens to have, just for example, happens to have an Indian accent, that's Imelda. Say hello. Just say hi, Imelda, and she'll get a kick out of that. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the.
Let's do it.
You ready to answer more questions?
All right.
Let's go to Long Island, New York. Caleb in Long Island, New York, watching on YouTube Live, another outlet we are able to be on because donors make it possible for us to have the staff that can do that. Thomas right now sitting in there running the cameras. Hi, Thomas. Let's go to you, Caleb. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Yeah, well, I first just wanted to say thank you to Tim, because at the age of 15, I remember seeing a Catholic Answers video on my YouTube feed, and like Tim, I was raised in the Assemblies of God.
Wow.
At the age of 15, I was convinced that the truth of the Catholic faith, and I started watching his debates with James White, even picked up Robertson Genesis, Not by Faith Alone, read the whole thing.
Wow,
and I was
fantastic.
Completely convinced.
That's a great call. Thank you so much for saying that. I'm so glad you shared that with
you
us.
You just made my day, Caleb, but how can I help you now?
Yeah, so I was just received in the church like 4 months ago.
Oh, praise God.
And my family's been asking me a lot of questions, especially about infant baptism, because like me, as Assemblies of God, we didn't believe in that.
Yes.
And I keep trying to explain to them, you know, baptism is the new circumcision, you know, Colossians 2:11.
Yes.
Right? And Peter in Acts says the baptism is for you and your children. And Romans 4, we see St. Paul and his explanation of circumcision and all that. And then they're just like, but why wasn't Christ baptized as an infant? And I told them, you know, baptism wasn't around back then. And, they gave me this very snarky response that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. And they were like, you know, if the Blessed Virgin was as blessed as you say she was, then why didn't she baptize?
Oh, that is snarky. That's like a twofer. That's a double whammy right there.
Yeah, but you know what? It is, let this be a lesson to all of us, Caleb, you, I, Cy, all of us, that these folks are asking questions because they don't know the answer. You know, it appears that, hey, this is a contradiction to them. So you and I, Caleb, have to lovingly respond. And you know, Caleb, being former Assemblies of God as I was, the best way to respond is with the Word. And as you know, Galatians 4:4 says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. And so Jesus was circumcised because what does St. Paul say? He was under the law. And so was the Blessed Mother. And so the Blessed Mother could not, barring a revelation from God, she can't just make up the rules. The Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph is revealed to be a just man. They obeyed the law. And Jesus obeyed the core of the law as well. Now, of course, being God, he could also give us definitive interpretations and what the law truly means. Like, for example, when he touched a leper and everybody thought, oh, he's unclean. No, Jesus reveals the heart of what the law truly means. And of course, as the new Moses, he gives us the new law. This is why in Mark chapter 7, the scripture could say Jesus declared all meats clean, because he has the authority to do that. But to say that Mary somehow should have known to baptize is just contrary to what we see in sacred scripture. She was under the law. The new covenant wasn't revealed to her except through her divine Son. And when he was dwelling in her womb, he was not communicating to her things like baptism and the seven sacraments. Does that make sense, Caleb?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I actually happened to one day randomly meet your former colleague, Dr. Jerry Matatix, and I asked him this exact question.
I'll be duh.
And he kind of answered it in a very different way. Obviously, I know Jerry Matatix in this position, but I respect him very much.
Yeah, God bless him. Pray for him. Pray for him, man. Yeah, yeah. He's a good man. But Caleb, thanks so much for your call, brother. Please stay in touch. We want to hear from you again. And folks, what a precious call.
That's, yeah.
Right? I mean, this is what it's all about. 15 years old, hears a talk, becomes Catholic, and here he is going strong today, folks. And you want to know why this kind of stuff happens, Cy? It's because folks pick up phones. And they call 888-291. And that, I'm not just saying, folks, that's the truth. 888-291-8000. When you call and you give money to Catholic Hands, you are the ones that keep us on the air. That is a fact. Without you, we simply don't exist. Not on the radio. We could be writing articles, perhaps, and reaching a whole lot of less folks. But please, we need your help now, because the phone lines are dying off right now. That happens sometimes. So we need to revitalize. We've got a lot of calls. We need a lot more callers. We're at 126. We need you to get on. I don't care if it's $5, folks. Call 888-291-8000. And I still got to believe we have one more $5,000 giver. I've heard a rumor that we got a $5,000 gift. I'm not sure. But I'm hoping he'll be let us say his name over the air. I'm not sure. But we need
you heard a rumor, and you hope that that
he'll let us say his name.
Yeah, I think that's more than a rumor.
Yes. No, I've been told that we did get a $5,000 gift.
Right.
But we're not sure if he has given permission to say his name over the air. But folks, we've got about 18 more minutes. We need one more $5,000 gift. One more, folks. 888-291-8000. I'm sure there's some $1,000 givers out there. And remember, folks, can you tell them, Cy, that $84 a month is an amazing deal.
At $84 a month, essentially, we're going to just give you everything we've got. I mean, it goes like this. The anyone who can make a pledge of $18 a month or more, $18 a month or more, that person becomes kind of the backbone, the foundation. The number of people who give that $18 a month pledge, they are like the solid rock that this whole apostolate is built on. And anything extra we want to do, we have to go out and find that money. Amen. And so at $18 a month, we send you the movie Fatima, the 1917 miracle that made history. A new movie came out this year. We want to send it to you. Plus the book 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World by Patrick Nowakowski in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Pope John Paul II. And then at $45 a month, we can send you both of those gifts. And we'll also add Beginning Apologetics, How to Defend and Explain the Faith, the entire course, not just one class, the entire course given by Jimmy Akin. Absolutely beautiful video workbook, the whole deal. You get the entire course on DVD with the workbook if you can make that gift of $45 a month or more. Now, Tim was saying, what about $84 a month? By the way, 888-291-8000 is the number to call, and there's a whole lot of lines open. So if you can call to make that $18 a month pledge, we'd love to send you the gifts.
I think it's 888-291-8000. Am I right?
Yes, I think. Well, did you say 888-291-8000?
That's it.
Okay, yeah, that's it. 888-291-8000. So Tim said, tell them what you get at the $84 a month level. Well, at $84 a month, you're a member of our President's Club. Anyone who gives $1,000 or more a year is a member of our President's Club, our giving society here. And so you get the other gifts that I just mentioned, the movie, the 100 Ways book, the Beginning Apologetic course. But also, people who are members of the President's Club are automatically subscribers to the magazine. The magazine comes to you, Catholic Answers Magazine, the finest apologetics magazine in the world. And everything that we put out for the next year, for the next 12 months that you're in the President's Club, you can just ask for it and we'll send it to you. Whatever it is, a DVD, an MP3, a 20 Answers book, maybe Tim's new book. What's it going to be called? It's going to be called Behold the Lamb of God.
You got it.
That when that comes out, we'll send that to you free. You just request it, and we send it to you if you're a member of President's Club. We need a bunch of folks to do that.
Are they going to get my CASA course too when it comes out, or does that come later?
I don't know when it comes out. I don't want to make any promises because I have no. I don't know, Tim.
We'll have to find out.
We'll do some research into that. 888-291-8000. I have to say it's been a very, very good day. You've been very generous with us. The first day is always the hardest. We hoped to get to 300 calls today. Right now, we're at 146 calls. So we're not quite halfway there, but we've got 15 minutes of the program left. So I'm going to go back to the calls and I'm going to let you dial the phone. $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, whatever it is, it counts towards our 300 call goal that we had for today. We're at 146. We just need in the next 14 minutes, 154 calls.
Amen.
I don't know if we can. Let's do it. That's it. I'll just be positive. Let's do it. All right. Let's go to Nicholas in Long Island. Watching on YouTube Live. Nicholas, go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
Doing great, brother. What's on your mind?
I'm doing well. The guy Caleb that actually just called, we're actually in the same Catholic group in Long Island.
Oh, praise God.
Awesome. That's awesome. So try to do a better call than him so you can brag.
I love the Long Island accent, man.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Thank you.
Go for it. What's on your mind?
So my question is, with the transfiguration, I always hear next in the Old Testament that whenever someone saw God, that they, like, if they saw the physical presence of God, they would basically, like, die. And I think it says in the Old Testament.
Right.
So my question is, when Peter and all of them saw Jesus in his true form, why didn't they just, like, drop dead on the spot? Like, how are they able in human form to see that?
This must be a good Catholic group. That's two really good questions in a row.
That is. Well, Nicholas, the reason is because what they saw was the human nature of Christ glorified. Remember, when Christ was incarnate, he gave up what is really his by right, and that is to be glorified. Because remember, Pope Pius XII taught in the great Mystici Corporis, paragraph 75, Christ had the beatific vision from the moment of his conception. Why? Well, because he's the Savior. You can't give what you don't got. That's good English, isn't it? You can't give what you don't got. And so he had the beatific vision in order to be able to give us heaven, because that's the essence of what heaven is. However, Christ willingly gave up the prerogatives that go along with the beatific vision, like immortality or impassibility, the inability to die, right? He took upon himself a wayward state to where he could die, he could suffer, he could feel pain, and he had to overcome obstacles so that he could merit for us. Otherwise, he could not merit, right? However, on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus gave us a little sampling. In fact, you'll notice in Matthew, as well as Mark's gospel, that's Matthew 17, I think it's Mark 9, you'll see that just before the Transfiguration, Jesus says, there are some of you who will not die before you see the Son of Man come in his glory. He's not talking about the second coming there. He's talking about the transfiguration. It was shortly after that he took them up on the mount. So they saw his human nature transfigured, transformed, so that, wow, not only did we get a taste of the glory of Christ in his human nature, but we also got a taste of what awaits us, my brother. Because as Jesus said in Matthew 13:43, the righteous shall shine like the sun. He gave them a taste of his glory as well as what awaits us. Take that back to your study group, Nicholas. God bless you. Thanks for your call. And folks, we are coming down to the wire. Did you like that answer you just heard? Folks, you know what? When you call Catholic Answers and you get Jimmy Akin or Trent Horn or Carla Broussard and even this knucklehead Tim Staples, you're going to get good Catholic Answers, good theology, good philosophy. And then you also have bishops. We've had cardinals, you name it, on this broadcast. We are diligent to bring the very best to you. Folks, we're asking you now, in these last 10 minutes, can you give your best to us? Give us a call
at 888-291-8000. And I have got to believe we got that one more guy out there that's going to give, or girl, that $5,000. Call now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And remember, you can text Catholic to 24365. What are you willing to give, folks, that the gospel of Jesus Christ, the fullness that we alone possess as Catholics, would continue to go over the airwaves?
I got to say, I'm looking at the folks giving, so many taking up our invitation to be first-time donors. Thank you so much. A lovely one from a small town in Northern Ireland, a $5.19 gift from Northern Ireland. That just means everything. Thank you so much for that. I assume that was made via the internet, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, CatholicAnswersRadio.com, but that counts. We're counting up callers, but we mean donors, and we're looking for 300 today. We're a long way to go there, but that makes all the difference. And I'm just noticing calls and pledges in the last few minutes ranging from, you know, $5, $7, $25, all the way up to somebody who gave $1,037.50.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all that together that
Praise
makes
God.
It possible.
That's it.
You know, most of us can't pick up the phone and call and give $1,000. We just can't do that. But those who can, oh, it means so much. But I think a lot of people can do what our friend in Northern Ireland just did. And thank you so much for that pledge of $5.19 from Northern Ireland.
Praise God.
I don't know if it's Northern Ireland money or America money. I don't know which kind of monies that is. But
we'll take it.
We'll process that. Don't worry. We'll process that. The number is 888-291-8000, trying to get to 300 callers today in whatever amount. Everyone you speak to on the phone will be an employee here, someone we work with, someone we go to Mass with, someone maybe that avoids us in the halls every day here at Catholic Answers, 888-291-8000. More than half the phones available right now to take your call. Whatever that pledge amount is, I'll go over real quickly the giving levels again. At $18 a month, we can send you, if you can pledge $18 a month, we'll send you the movie Fatima that came out this year, and we'll also send you the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. If you can make a $45 a month pledge or more, can you do that? $45 a month or more. We're also add in Jimmy's complete course, Beginning Apologetics. You get the DVD set of the every class in the course, and you get the workbook. And if you can pledge $84 a month or more, then I have to tell you, there haven't been too many of those today. Maybe there are folks who now, as we come to the end here, who can make that $84 a month pledge. 888-291-8000 is the number. Then you will also, you get all those gifts, but you'll also be a member of the President's Club, which entitles you to anything you want from what we publish in the year that you are a member of the President's Club. You can find out all about the President's Club by going to Catholic Answers President's Club. Just search Catholic Answers President's Club and you'll find out all about it. Let's go to William in Athens, Georgia. But I'll tell you what, William, I'm going to ask you to be super quick with your question so Tim can answer it. William?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so you got to be so fast.
Okay, so Catholic teaching says that, you know, ashes can't be distributed, like scattered out just randomly like that. And, you know, body must be preserved. So why are there saints' bodies that are like distributed out like
Okay. Thank you. You did do that very quickly. Why do we break up saints' bodies, but you can't get your ashes distributed?
Right. And great question. The reason why the church, as a general universal law, says no spreading of the ashes like over the ocean and that sort of thing, is because there is sort of an inherent disrespect for the integrity of the body that's being shown by disseminating those ashes out over the water like that. And so the church says, no, we've got to be careful in all that we do to respect the integrity of the body. Now, when it comes to relics of saints, that's a different animal in that it is out of reverence for the body that, you know, in the history of the church, you know, people would take towels down. Remember in the Passion of the Christ, you had that where they put, the Blessed Mother puts the towel down to collect Jesus' blood. There's something inherent in us to where we want to be closer to the saints, to the bodies of saints, because they're holy. That goes back to the Old Testament. You know, when a dead man is thrown on the bones of Elisha in 2 Kings 13, verse 20, and he's resurrected just by touching the bones of a saint. So the difference is the respect that's given to the body. That's the key. Folks, can they keep calling?
Yeah, they'll stay on the lines as long as the lines are ringing.
All right, folks, please pick up the phone right now, 888. We're going off the air right now, but you can still call. If you get your call in the next 5 minutes, we will take that call at 888-291-8000. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, and they can keep giving at CatholicAnswersRadio.com until the cows come home, or text Catholic to 24365.
If you're listening overnight because you listen to the podcast, just go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, make your pledge, and we will get it overnight and be so happy when we get here in the morning. CatholicAnswersRadio.com.